This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-3733 any old time you want. As long as it's between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Not too many shows doing that for you. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. There's really great news out of the World Health Organization, Peakless.
Well, it's a little bit old. This is from the 22nd of August, but this is from BBC News.
It passed me by.
Yeah. Coronavirus pandemic could be over within 2 years, World Health Organization head says.
I didn't think it was going to end at all, so that's pretty great.
Well, I mean, given their track record so far, I mean, this started as, it's just 2 weeks, guys. It'll just be a quick 2 weeks and it'll all be over. So, you know, now that they're starting to say 2 years, I'm like, is this going to take 200 years?
Right.
And this just goes to prove if the state ever comes up to you and says, I just need to do this thing for 1 minute. No.
Right.
Can't have it. Nothing. If I could trust you, I might do it, but I can't.
Right. Nothing more eternal than a government program. It was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. They flattened the curve, and we're still dealing with it. I mean, I got a Men's Health article sitting here right in front of me. We can't beat COVID without a six-week lockdown. And this is a Harvard professor giving their opinion on what goes on. I mean, oh, my God. These people are out of control.
Well, I mean, people seem to have completely overlooked the fact that we have germs all the time. I mean, we really fight off these things constantly. Literally every one of you has already had cancer and beat it.
Well, that's the truth. Everybody who's listening to me, in all likelihood, has had cancer at some point and beaten it.
Yeah,
they're all cancer survivors.
Yeah,
you just don't know it.
Our bodies are constantly a war zone. That's how it works. Things are constantly invading and trying to make a new home in your body where they're not going to help you, and your body kills them.
Also, kind of interesting that they studied some blood in Great Britain from 2017 and found that it had markers on the T cells that made it that half of the people that had half of the people's blood had markers on their T cells that made them immune to COVID-19, meaning that they were immune to COVID-19 before COVID-19 existed.
Which is not actually that surprising. I mean, it's kind of strange that they call this the coronavirus, as if it's the one and only coronavirus. We've never really heard that term put into the mainstream before, but it's an entire class. I mean, really what it is a mechanism. Yeah, it's a shape. It's a mechanism that some viruses have where they focus on attaching instead of any other particular part of the viral, not life cycle, but that thing that they could be focusing on. So they focus on lots of attachment sites, and it gives it this corona-looking, you know.
Circular, like a bicycle wheel, right?
Exactly, which is a shape that pretty much all of us are aware of. We've all seen the pictures of coronavirus. But they act like this is the one and only coronavirus, when the cold is frequently a coronavirus.
Right. So the cold isn't one thing.
No.
But one of the things that the cold is a coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another coronavirus. And some people appear to be immune to it, and the survival rate is well over 99%. And, you know, if you were given, if the doctor said you have a disease and the survival rate is over 99%, you probably wouldn't change your life at all.
It's true. Well, and the a lot of this appears to be very similar to mumps, which most people have, at least as far as the coronavirus part of it, the attachment site, how easily is this spread, appears to be very similar to mumps, which a lot of people already have an immunity to.
And a lot of people have been given the MMR vaccine, means that they, as I understand, there is a relationship between having the MMR vaccine and being immune to this.
And that's one of the potential reasons for why kids seem to be completely immune to this stuff, when usually they're one of the hardest hit by any major pandemic.
Because they've more recently had the MMR vaccine, whereas adults, especially ones over the age of 70, which are, you know, the biggest ones hit at this point, they're either haven't had it ever, or if they have had the vaccine, they had it some time ago.
And I'm not sure that's why this is happening, but no. I haven't heard anyone say any other reason why kids are immune to this thing. Like, I haven't heard any theories.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You'd think that'd be important information. Maybe we'd talk about it at some point.
Indeed.
Going on here, so the subtitle here is, the head of the World Health Organization says he hopes the coronavirus pandemic will be over in under 2 years. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, I probably butchered that one, said the Spanish flu of 1918 had taken 2 years to overcome. So, you know, very scientific. But he added that the current advances in technology could enable the world to halt the virus, quote, in a shorter time, unquote. Quote, of course, with more connectiveness, the virus has a better chance of spreading, unquote, he said.
Well, I mean, what have we done against the cold? As I understand it, we're continuing to get that. The flu goes around every year. It morphs, but what's to say that COVID-19? I mean, I hear it's morphing, too.
Well, I mean, microorganisms do that because they have a much shorter lifespan than we do. Yeah. I mean, we do it, too. We just do it imperceptibly because anything within your own lifespan, your evolution is imperceptible.
Right.
Yeah, we recreate our pattern at a much slower rate. That's part of why we will test certain things on mice, because they have a much faster reproduction rate.
Yeah.
So you can see what will happen over time. And, yeah, mutations, they happen. That's life. Even pseudo-life, since this is a virus rather than proper life.
It's interesting to talk about viruses and their lifespan, right?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a false mimic of actual life, but it is very similar. Because part of what makes cells work is that they send out RNA messages.
Right.
So it's like a cheaper, quicker version of DNA that they'll just send out to be like, hey, you guy, make this protein.
Right.
And that's basically what viruses are, only a big, long stream of that. So you do see a lot of the same processes that apply to actual life apply to this kind of pseudo-life.
Right. I mean, they're not like rocks and dirt, you know, not alive, but they're strangely half-live.
Yeah. And one of the things that strikes me about this, it's like, this is the kind of speculation that I expect from some dude in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know.
Spanish flu 2 years, so will this be.
Spanish flu? That took 2 years. This might take 2 years. But then again, we've got these medical advances. But then again, our connectiveness might spread it more. It's like, this is the kind of rank speculation I expect from completely uninformed people. And
like us.
Yeah, well, I mean,
indeed.
Here's the thing. When I start talking about things, as far as I know, it doesn't change what policies are going to go on in different governments throughout the world.
You don't know what agents are listening to you.
Well, listening and obeying are two very different things. But, I mean, there's plenty of
people. They want to take credit for it, so they're just going to take it, your name off and take it to their boss.
There's that. But, hey, I mean, what this guy says is going to scare a lot of people. And it's going to say, okay, well, we better be ready to lock down for another 2 years then. And there's going to be especially a bunch of politicians that are excellent. You mean I can maintain this absolute control over the population for years to come?
So, I mean, clearly some politicians are relishing the whole thing that's going on with COVID, or at the very least, they certainly don't mind using the power that's involved. Others appear not to be quite as interested in it. I mean, you can see one state or territory or whatever right next to another one where, in one case, you know, everybody's wearing masks, and then the next one, nope, nobody's doing really much of anything.
Yeah, I'm always shocked to see someone at that level of government that isn't addicted to power, because, like, why would you work this hard to get that much power? Almost everyone else who's at that level is.
How does it benefit them? How does it benefit the people in power to force people to wear masks and that sort of thing? The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I'd love to have an answer to this, because I don't know.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I'll tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your place to go for all news relevant to cryptocurrency. You've probably been hearing more and more about Bitcoin because it seems like, well, it's that time that cryptocurrency's on the run again. Maybe. I don't know for sure. But that's what it seems like to me. Just my little view of things.
You mean you're not Satoshi?
I am not Satoshi. We are. Yes, I am Satoshi. I am Satoshi Nakamoto.
I'm Spartacus.
Yes. But if you think that crypto's on a run again, if you don't think crypto's on a run again, I'd recommend you go to Bitcoin.com and check out news.Bitcoin.com because maybe you'll change your mind. If, in fact, you do think it's on a run and you don't know that much about it, maybe you should just go to Bitcoin.com and check the Getting Started section where you can watch about 10 minutes worth of videos and know a heck of a lot more than you currently know. Either way, it'll be edifying and probably better than the thing you're going to do in the next 10 minutes. You've got 10 minutes to go check this stuff out sometime today. It's Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com, your source for all things crypto. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Robert, I think we're having an issue at the studio. My guess, Robert. There you are.
Anyhow, you asked about which party would benefit from people wearing masks, and I believe that the Democrats feel that they would benefit because they even refer to it as Trump's virus. So that every time somebody sees a mask, they think, "Oh yeah, Trump. He's the one who did this to us." Something like that, I think, is what the reason why they did that. And you also asked with regard to different viracy, why it is maybe that some people don't catch the virus or virusy as much as others do. Well, I remember that people who have a dog or a cat or a pet a lot of times are more resilient to diseases and also other kinds of things like they're kind of resistant to other things that cats and dogs might give them, for example. People get sometimes a problem with nuts or something like that, or those kinds of things. They call that a what? They call that a
allergy?
Immunity?
Allergy, exactly. Exactly. And if you have dogs or cats around a lot, then you don't get those things. But on the other hand, you could also have experiences with people. In other words, if you have friends around or if some people belong to certain groups whereby they might have more sexual interaction with other people, maybe they might get more exposure to virusy that way as well, and therefore maybe they would be more resistant as the years go by because of the fact that they've already had exposure to a lot of these different things. So I just wanted to bring up those were the two
points. What I remember saying that I was curious about is why the very young seem to be completely immune to this when most flus and colds and all that sort of thing will mostly attack the very young and the very old. And this one is definitely attacking the very old, like just about everything else, but for some reason seems to be completely sparing the young.
Well, young people, their body organs develop at different rates at different stages of their lives. For example, there's a time when your skull develops very quickly at the very early stage. Then your brain, by the way, too. In certain parts of your brain, they build up, and other parts kind of wane based upon what your body thinks it's going to be needing over the years. And somehow the body knows that. And I think it has to do that disease is the same kind of a thing. And I think that the body figures, okay, good, I need this, I need that, I don't need this, I don't need that, so we'll let this wane and we'll let this grow, something like that.
Well, it's definitely occurring. What's confounding to me about this is that most of the time, children who, their bodies are developing very rapidly, but they haven't developed that many immunities themselves. They're kind of going off of the immunities that they received from their mother primarily. And usually these sorts of things hit them pretty hard, and a lot of very young children die every year during cold season and during flu season.
Well, the young children are very adaptable to different situations. Even psychologically, they can do things that the children just a few years older than they do cannot. They can learn languages, for example, very well at a very early age, but they also forget them rather quickly. But they earn them completely accent-free, and they learn very quickly. But when they get to a certain age, like if a child comes to America after about 9 years old, he also has a very slight accent. And by the time he's 14, it's even stronger. And by the time he's 24, forget it. You can tell he comes from a foreign country right away, because you'll never get rid of it if you come at the age of 24. But it's like I say, if you come earlier, you have no traces of it.
Well, I also
I found that to be largely true. I have found some people that that managed to get rid of their accent pretty well, but
Yeah, we're definitely set up for learning languages, and we will adapt to whichever language it is. But I did want to touch on your earlier point about the whole who benefits from the masks thing and it being. I definitely remember that there was a lot of noise made about how Trump had gotten rid of the people who were whose job it was to deal with a potential pandemic. And there was a lot of noise made about being very mad at Trump for doing that before this happened.
Well, it could be that he didn't want to really think about pandemics. He just didn't want to hear about it sometimes. Some people are like that. But on the other hand, Trump is a pretty smart guy. He knows that if something's on the way, he wants to be ready for it. And that's what he did. He was the first guy who closed down those flights to China. He knew he was going to get a lot of flack for that. But he also somehow sensed that this was going to be potentially a big problem, and it would not be a good idea to take the chance. And he guessed very, very right on that one.
Are you going to be voting for Trump this go-around, Robert?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised with that, with your love of all things German socialism.
Well, that's right. But on the other hand, if we want to go socialist, we need lots of money to pay for that. Germany has a huge income to pay for that socialism. It's a very top-heavy organization. I lived in the city of Dresden, which had 481,000 people when I left. Would you like to guess how many employees, civil service employees, would take an oath of office it had at that particular point in time? 30,000. That means 1 to 15, roughly. One civil service who takes an oath of office, and I don't mean volunteers, subcontractors, contractors, all those other people who also...
Government bureaucrats. Full on, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
No, I wasn't trying to get you to listen. I was just saying full on government bureaucrat. You were talking
Absolutely.
About volunteers.
Absolutely. It's a very expensive thing. Germany is like a machine. Only 30% of everything in Germany, only 30% of Germany's income is derived domestically. The other 70% comes from international business. And even then, Germany is a bit strapped. The taxes are high in Germany, but people in Germany don't mind it. Germans are ready, willing, and able to pay for the additional social burden because they love order and they love everything to be perfect.
What about the Scandinavian countries that found out that, you build up your wealth and then you have a massive socialism and then you have basically extinguished all your wealth?
Well, that could happen, but on the other hand, the German solution, and that's my solution as well, I've always thought about that even as a child. If you don't have enough money, figure out a way to make more. I don't cut back. I pay all my bills. I pay to make sure everybody's taken care of. And if I feel I need more money, I just hold myself to the grindstone and make more money. Whether it be with international trade, by selling my translations, my documentation worldwide, whatever I have to do. But my concentration is on $1,000 bills and with $1,000 bills and making those bucks and then paying whoever wants to claim part of it. As long as I have enough left over.
Thank you for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. There you go.
Socialists for Trump.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now officially nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
Barrett, who was a former law clerk to the late Justice Antonin Scalia, said she was truly humbled by the nomination and quickly aligned herself with Scalia's conservative approach to the law, saying his judicial philosophy is mine too. If confirmed by the Senate, she would fill the seat vacated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett, who's age 48, was joined in the Rose Garden by her husband and seven children. This is USA Radio News. Law enforcement declared an unlawful assembly, forcing protesters away from downtown Portland and making numerous arrests. The problems came hours after the right-wing Proud Boys had left the area without any violence. Images showed protesters crowded in and around a park near the Mark O. Hatfield United States Courthouse, the same federal courthouse that has been the scene of nightly unrest all summer long. Protesters were seen burning American flags, throwing Molotov cocktails, fireworks, and frozen water bottles at police. Several arrests were made at the scene, but the specific number was not immediately available. An Iowa gathering of over 100 people from motorcycle clubs turned deadly with a shooting that killed at least two people and left several others wounded. Police in Waterloo said they responded to shots fired at the site where the bikers were gathered. There were eight people who suffered gunshot wounds in the shooting. No arrests have yet been made. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we were talking about, in the first segment, about the World Health Organization saying, maybe we only have 2 more years of this COVID thing. Now, they didn't say exactly what the solutions were to get us to 2 years, but just this wild speculation.
Well, he's very hopeful. It could be less than that.
I'm glad to hear that. I would like it to be less than that, but who knows what these people believe is going to happen at any given time. Want to tell you about ForkFest 2021. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists and libertarians from June the 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now's the time to start making reservations. It was pretty busy the last time, and I think it's going to be even busier. You can mark your calendars for June the 28th through July 4th. We'll see it. You can go to the website, forkfest.party, to start organizing with people. It's forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. Paul, calling in from Vermont. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Paul in Vermont.
Yes, I'm sorry. I guess I got the wrong line. I got a bathroom problem.
It's okay. Well, you know, I mean, good luck with it. Best I can tell you, but must be calling in for one of the shows on the other network. Let's go to Ben calling in from North Dakota. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
I was just listening about your old remedies for colds and the coronavirus.
Yeah, what are they? You got some?
Yeah, they obviously the cold medications nowadays, but back in the day they used a thing called bromine quinine.
What is that?
Quinine I've heard about.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah, apparently it was one of the things they turned into tonic water so that the British Empire could have an easier time in Africa, as I recall. And I have heard that quinine might be helpful to avoid viruses attaching to your cells.
Hmm.
I've heard, I don't
correct.
Know.
Correct. And the old-timers used to take it for colds and flus, and they said as soon as they felt it coming on, they'd take it right away. And then they found out bromine was toxic and people were dying from it. And they called it bromine disease. So they took the quinine and made a synthetic drug in the early 60s. And now it's called hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, is that where that comes from?
Interesting.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard different things on this hydroxychloroquine as to whether or not it's successful or not, and I just can't tell you one way or the other.
Well, I can say one thing with some certainty. I've heard a lot of people that do talk about hydroxychloroquine in reference to with zinc.
Yeah.
And I do know that if you have a zinc deficiency, your body is going to have a much harder time fighting off viruses.
I've also heard vitamin D and zinc and these sorts of things are very helpful, too, in bolstering your immune system against COVID. But, hey, look,
well,
I'm no doctor.
A lot of that, as I understand it, comes down to, and it's really hard to know this for sure or not, but if you have a deficiency of you know, vitamin C or zinc or something like that, then it does a lot of good for you. If you don't have a deficiency, then it doesn't make a difference. On the bright side, they're water soluble, so your body will just get rid of any extra.
Any thoughts, Ben?
Oh, no, I just throwing it out there. That's what the old timers used to take for their colds and flus. And then on the mask thing, what about not power, but seeing how many people will actually comply?
Now, what was the question on the mask thing? Let's just see how many people will comply.
Yeah, it's not like a power thing, but how many people will
say
that? I think that's a large part of it. It could be testing, you know, testing the thermometer. And those are kind of intermingled because somebody might, you know, really enjoy the kind of power where you just, well, let's see if they'll do this. And that is a form of power, but I think it's in
it's
large
kind of a
part
useless form.
Testing the waters.
Yeah.
It's all useless at the end of the day.
Yeah. But...
Well, if you have the addiction to power, then it really doesn't matter how you express it as long as you do express it. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're ordering people to do as long as they do it.
It's not wealth. They don't want wealth. They want power. Now, you can use power to get wealth, obviously. Have you ever read 1984?
Sure.
The scene when they were torturing him, and they're like, what is the purpose of the government or Big Brother or whatever they were calling it? And he's like, to get people to do... I forgot what he said, something. And he's like, no, it's... to have power, and it really is. It's kind of like a drug to them. I think that's underplaying it, but well, they want it for its own sake.
So if you have power, surely you understand that power, you know, power can be spent. It's like it's a currency, right? And you don't want to spend your power on silly things like forcing people to wear masks if... In fact, it's a silly thing.
It's not as
well,
silly
that's,
as
that's
that.
Not true. Well, just like money, I mean, you don't, in a lot of cases, you don't want to spend your money unless it's going to get you more money. You're very
right.
happy to spend your money if it's going to get you more
it's
money. Now, if you spend your political currency, power, to acquire more political currency. So if you can create an environment where it is this constant re-encouragement of everyone to be more submissive and obedient, then you end up getting more power than you spent because it was a silly thing.
Right now, they have half the nation is sick and tired of putting up with all these mask mandates and lockdowns and stuff like that. I mean, Gavin Newsom's finding out in California exactly what exercising power does in this circumstance. I mean, I don't know.
And it's more about if you've overplayed your hand or not,
right.
And not, okay, you have 10 units of power and it cost you 2 to do this. It's not as simple as that.
It's not that easy, no, admittedly.
But then when they figured out that they could get people to wear them and agree with them, now the police that everybody is attacking are doing the simple thing, which is, I don't want to go mess with these rioters because I'm going to get assaulted, I'm going to get attacked, but I can go arrest this person over here not wearing a mask.
Well, I mean, that is a reasonably good assertion as to what's going on.
Most predators, they will pick on the weak.
Indeed. Well, thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate it. It's frustrating, and I simply don't understand what is going on. If you're going to spend power, and we're talking about it here as a currency, I would be spending power. If I was sitting in that seat, I'd be spending power to A, get more power, B, get more money. And now we can see that as people enter Congress.
Well, you're not an addict, though. I mean, you don't know what it's like to be seeking after that rush that you get when you make people do something absolutely insane. And you're not trying to, you know, chase the dragon with the next big high of flaunting your power.
It's a speculation on what's going on here is that it's just sort of wild muscle flexing that is going to cost them in the long run. And maybe it will.
Cost them what?
Well,
they're not accountable.
Yeah, they are. At the very little bit in the form of elections.
Well, that's a really strong assumption to assume that elections are 100% real, even if they're not rigged per se.
Well, if this does anything, if this does anything, it's going
to
drive
the nation. Sununu getting reelected. He won the primary.
Sununu is a Republican, a centrist Republican in a Democrat state.
Well, it's worth keeping in mind, though, that if they get voted out, then they become a lobbyist, which means that they don't necessarily lose power, just have a different kind, and then they'll run next time, and they'll be either a politician or a lobbyist.
Yeah, and the lobbyists certainly get more money. There's no doubt about that part. 855, what are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about the AMP program. That's at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can do as Kylon Eckert has done and support the show. We do things differently than other radio programs in so much as we allow anyone to call in about anything. What other shows lets you do that? We're on 7 days a week. What other shows do that? We believe in the ideas of liberty as opposed to, you know, the Republicans or the Democrats. Whatever it is, we're doing it different than the rest of them are. So check us out at amp.freetalklive.com and support what we do. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have to call you because I'm banned here in Charleston.
What, did you do something bad?
No, I didn't do anything bad. In fact, they lied on me because what happened was I asked the talk show host one time about a comment he made. And ever since then, they banned me.
So you held them to account, no, and they didn't like it. Go ahead. What was the comment?
No. What I asked him, we had a man get shot in the back by a police officer here in Charleston several years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. That was national news.
He said that the guy's name was Charlie Jansen. He's the talk show host.
Uh-huh.
He said that if he was on the jury, he would acquit the man, the policeman, for doing that. No, and so I called him up and asked him about that, and he wouldn't answer me. So ever since then, I've been banned. He said I cursed on the show, but that never happened because I'm smart enough not to.
Well, we didn't have anything to do with that. We didn't lie on you.
No. He's not claiming that. No.
Just someone else on the radio station that he listens to.
That's the way they try to silence you. If you don't drink the Kool-Aid, the Republican Kool-Aid, they don't want to talk to you because they really have no respect for the black callers. And I'm one of them.
Well, we've got lots of black callers that are voting for Trump this go-around here on Free Talk Live. I'm surprised at it.
Not me.
Nope.
Hey, did you hear the story about his tax returns today?
No, I didn't see it. No, what is it?
He paid like $750 between 2 different years, like
$750,000.
No, dollars.
$750.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I can't confirm that. That's what the story said.
Thousand.
No, dollars. $750.
He said $750. Are you all right?
Well, who paid $750?
Trump, yeah. But I didn't dig into it, so I don't know if they meant Trump as a person, all his corporations, everything total, I don't know.
I actually wouldn't be surprised. One of the things about working in real estate is a ludicrous amount of that money is all in loans, and loans are not taxed as income,
correct,
even though you can spend them. So if you're getting a loan to close this housing deal and you spend it on, you know, food and shelter, well, that's just a business expense.
If you take
he bragged about how he wasn't paying, how he was jobbing the system, and now we know why after the story came out today. He openly bragged about, oh, yeah, and me, and you. Now we know why he keeps with this audit lie, and he doesn't want anyone to see. Well, the truth came out today.
Well, paying less taxes is good business.
Not in this case.
No? Well.
Hey, not only is he a draft dodger, he's a big-time tax cheat.
Well, let me ask you this, Jerome. How many people do you think that this will cause to not vote for Trump that we're going to?
I don't know, but I know I'm not voting for him.
Well, you weren't going to vote for him anyway.
I can't speak for other people, but I know I'm not one. I'm not. I didn't vote for him the first time. Why would I vote for him?
But you can speculate on how many people did this really move the needle for them, who are like, you know, I was going to vote for Trump, but he didn't pay enough taxes.
Now
he's bragging about not paying enough taxes. Now I won't vote for him.
I don't think he bragged about it.
November. No?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Okay, if you saw it, then it's fine.
Jerome, are you confident
we'll find in November.
Are you confident that Biden's going to win in November?
No, I'm not confident, but I'm going to take my chances.
Okay. I don't think you should. Whoa. Don't let me sound like I'm telling you to vote for the person who's going to win, because that's a dumb thing to do. You should vote for the person that you think
is the vote, not a guess.
Yeah, right. Vote for the person you think is best. If you think that particular crooked old pervert is the best one, then by God, just go ahead and vote for him.
Look. Don't tell me to vote for one of your cockamamie ideas.
I've already told you enough times.
The LP is running the commie this time, so I don't see preference between any of them.
I wouldn't even know who to tell you to vote for if you would listen
to me. You don't like Joe Jorgensen?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
Hey, Jerome, why don't you vote for somebody from the Hoodoo Yulu
party? Do you have write-ins in your state?
I am
curious. Jerome, are you looking forward to the debates at all? Because I hear they finally decided to debate here, like, I think day after tomorrow. Jerome, are you looking forward to the presidential debates?
I'm gonna have like a notepad, and I'm in 90 minutes. I don't know if it's gonna be in 90 minutes. Well, they said reporting will be for 90 minutes. I don't know how long the debate will be, but I'll be charting Mr. Trump because I know he's going to lie. Because, like you said, he has no fidelity.
Politicians lying.
They're all going to lie.
Jerome, I look forward to your reporting on the debate coming up. I may watch. I don't know. It just depends.
I hope to. I've been looking forward to this for a while. I'm going to sit down with popcorn and just be entertained.
I don't drink anymore, so I'm not going to watch the presidential debate.
Let's go to Joe calling in from Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Joe, what do you know? It's time to go, Joe.
Hey,
there we are.
There
he showed.
Yeah, what would you think of a country that had no unemployment, and no homelessness? Everybody had a job. Everybody had a place to stay. There were no food lines. Everybody had food. What would you think if that country was like this?
I'd probably not trust their stats and think they're lying.
That's what Russia had when the communists were in power there.
They had big food lines.
Those are different.
No one starved to death in the USSR. There was no Holodomor.
Pardon me?
There was no such thing as the Holodomor. No one starved to death in the USSR.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they said, that's for sure.
There was no food. You know, everybody had a job. Everybody had a place to stay.
Well, like, it was a utopia,
so many
of course.
People in this country that are unemployed and food lines and.
Oh yeah, perfect justice in the USSR.
Yeah, that's the ones that it's not their fault. That's caused by the lockdown. So if we just get rid of that, we'll be fine.
So unemployment was really low in the United States prior to the COVID thing. I mean, I don't know. You know, if you're using the Soviet Union as an example for something good, I don't know what to do with
it. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But those people were lost when the Communist Party went out of power. They didn't know what to do.
Sure.
Well, that's kind of one of the problems of communism.
The party told them where to work, who was going to be an athlete, who was going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And they, they did whatever they were told to do.
Because they had no option to do otherwise in many cases.
Right. And as far as right now, what we've got here is just the two parties, and they're all going against each other, and cities are being burned, and it's just everything's running amok.
Agreed. I don't think more government is a solution to it, though.
Indeed.
I think that it's
what's
quite the opposite.
Solution?
Not more government.
I would say more freedom.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the debate. It's going to be like a circus.
That's pretty much my viewpoint.
I don't know.
Do you have a favorite?
Anyway,
do you have a favorite monkey in that circus?
Well. You got two old men going in there. I'm not really happy with either party's choice. We needed somebody to come in, like a John Kennedy or a young guy. That these guys are old. You know, I'm 80 years old, and I can't see me running the country. I just turned 80 in July.
Yeah, I do kind of see as I'm, I'm scratching, knocking the door on 50. I kind of feel like my mind doesn't work quite as well as it did when I was 35. And
yeah, exactly right. And it's too bad that somebody didn't come out. They didn't come up with somebody that
maybe a little more impressive
in the right direction.
They weren't trying to.
Yeah, it's this is a feature.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.